The dog-human relationship is something unique but so common in our culture. Out of all the animals, dogs seem to have the best relationship with humans. Why would this be? Is it just because they're one of the first domesticated animals and that they have evolved with humans, or is there just a special connection between dogs and humans? Almost every dog owner can see this special connection. My name is Anavi Anand, and I interviewed Professor Olin, Associate Professor of English at Lafayette College. She shared her stories and described her relationship with her dog Peanut, who is a hound dog.
What role did you imagine your dog would fulfill in your family or lifestyle?
In terms of, I imagine the dog to be a member of the family, mm-hmm. and a family relationship full of affection and companionship.
As Professor Olin said, she imagined her relationship with her dog to be full of affection and companionship. In Inside of a Dog, What Dogs See, Smell, and Know, author Alexandra Horowitz explains the effect that dogs can have on their humans. She writes, simply petting a dog can reduce an overactive sympathetic nervous system within minutes, a racing heart, high blood pressure, the sweats. Levels of endorphins, hormones that make us feel good, and oxytocin and prolactin, those hormones involved in social attachment, go up when we're with dogs. This is probably why Professor Olin feels really happy when her dog is around and why she wants her dog to be a member of her family.
Do you treat your dog like she's like a real member of your family, or is it just like another, just like a creature?
Yeah, I probably don't have as many boundaries with the dog as I should, but she's definitely a member of the family. She's up on the couch.
Yeah.
She is a very affectionate dog. She really cares more about people than about other dogs.
Uh-huh.
So she really is a pack animal, and she wants to be with me all the time. And so I definitely feel like it's a very emotionally attached relationship on
mm-hmm.
both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Professor Olin says that her dog's main weirdness is her pathological craving for human attention. I asked Professor Olin if her dog has a favorite person, in which she said,
my dog, I think everybody is her favorite person. She's not that discriminating. She loves everybody. Sometimes I feel like if she wandered off and were taken in by another family, she'd be just as happy, with them. I'm sure that she loves me and everything, but she's very affectionate to everybody
okay. She
meets. There's nobody that she doesn't like.
It is interesting that Professor Olin says that her dog seems to care more about people than she does about dogs. Dr. Jeffrey Masson thinks that dogs care about humans a lot because they co-evolved with them. He also thinks that dogs have the ability to form social bonds with humans and not lose the ability to form social bonds with their own kind. Dogs are always happy to see you walk through the door, even if you have just been gone for 2 minutes. They are also one of the only species to look into your eyes to communicate or show affection. However, to quote Masson, not only do dogs love to see the dogs they already know, they are curious about each and every dog they don't know as well. Their loving personality is what makes dogs so special and lovable.
Do you have a favorite story about your dog?
Favorite story about my dog? I don't know if I can think of one.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing about my dog is that she's just the most affectionate dog that anybody has ever met, and she immediately does this thing where she puts her two front paws on your shoulders,
mm-hmm.
so she's basically giving you like a full body hug,
right.
and then licking you all at the same time, so that's one of her... I think it's a good quality. Other people maybe don't think it's a good quality.
Yeah.
As Alexandra Horowitz explains, a dog's jumping is an example of attention-getting behavior. Alexander Horowitz says that informally you may know it as anything your dog does to interfere with what you're currently trying to do. Suddenly jumping on you is a familiar dog attention-getting behavior, if not one that is well-loved by the jumped upon. Based off the dog's attention-getting behaviors, I wanted to know if Professor Olin thinks she has a good relationship with her dog.
I do, yeah. I think that sometimes I wonder, like, is my dog happy? But I think she's a very happy dog. She doesn't exhibit any signs of, anxiety or behavioral difficulties.
Professor Olin believes that she has a good relationship with her dog, which is great. Feminist philosopher and animal ethics scholar Lori Gruen argues in Entangled Empathy that in order to have a good relationship with another animal, we need to study the animal's environment to learn about them from close observation and also from experts on their behavior. Caroline Knapp, who wrote Pack of Two, really showed how much a dog owner could love a dog. In her book, she describes how a dog sleeping on your bed is so comforting for both the human and dog, and it creates a feeling of warmth and intimacy. In her book, Knapp says that, I look at her and sometimes have to clench my teeth to keep from grabbing her and squishing her. She delights me. This really embodies a loving dog-human relationship. The dog-human relationship is something really special. As Professor Aline said, relationships with dogs can be full of affection and companionship.